do we really know? I don't know about you, but I'm always wondering, am I there yet? Where am I going? And so this is how this all started. So join me as I explore this journey that we're all on to see where it is that this crazy life is taking us. Because one thing I'm sure of, every one of us have a story filled with broken pieces, bad decisions, and some ugly truths. But every one of us also have a story filled with a major comeback, peace, and grace that has saved all our lives. So join me as we continue on this journey.
No hay nadie más que yo. Uno es el número mágico. En vida y en muerte, uno es todo. ¿Comprende?
Hello, everyone. Guess where I'm at? I am in Turks and Caicos. You know, sometimes you just have to return to base and retreat and make time for oneself. Because as the song I'm playing by Jill Scott says, one is the magic number, because, yep, that lasting love for oneself, if it's not there, you really can't share love. You can't love fully if you don't have love for number one. And it's not selfish. It's not unkind. It's basically saying, you know, that famous interview from Oprah Winfrey, I always refer to it because I love it, is that you have to fill yourself up. You have to be full of yourself. And if you're not full of yourself, you can't pour into others. So be full of yourself, and the overflow is what goes out, and engulf others, build others, encourage others. And so I'm not alone this evening. I'm in Turks and Caicos, so I'm with my Pookie. Oh God. Now my friend Tammy's here. And she's a wise old soul. She's like my baby sister. I like to think that, but she behaves like she's older than me sometimes. So we'll just leave her, let her enjoy that. But I remember before like over a year ago or more, when I spoke about doing this podcast, we were both walking on the beach and she was with me. So it's only fitting that I'm back here in Turks and Caicos, and the first episode I'm doing is with her. Yes. And we're talking about self-care. We're talking about being good to oneself, taking time for oneself, especially now where our mental health or well-being is so important, and we've seen the importance of it over the last year. If nothing we've learned is that self-care, taking care of oneself so that you're able to take care of others, so that you're able to be good to others, so that you're able to even perform on the job, so that you're able to just be, you know. Tammy is a mom. She has three kids. So she has experience in life that I could never have. And she has such patience. She has patience that I wish I had. I wish I could cultivate. I wish.
It takes a lot of patience, that's for sure.
So she is a very patient, mind you, you know, she's a little whippersnapper now. When she go off, she go off. But I do tell you, having three kids, when I'm going crazy, I've been around her and the kids, and I'm going crazy, and she's sitting down as if nothing is happening. She's as calm. She's as collected. She is just so, you know, and I'm like, how can you be calm at a time like this? And she just...
You just learn. You choose your battles. You learn how to choose your battles. And it's funny that she used this as a topic, because just a few days ago, I was having a powwow with my husband, Vinny. And I told him, there are moments in your life where you have to find balance. You cannot pour from an empty cup.
I was just saying that.
You cannot pour from an empty cup. What do you have left? There's nothing left. You have to regroup. You have to recharge. You have to get yourself in a place where you can help someone else, but you can't do that unless your cup is full. You got to take care of yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
So self-care is important.
Yeah.
Vitally important. Mm-hmm. That's why you have to come to TCI.
Exactly. you know, you guys, I've been in Texas, and I've been so busy trying to do all these things and doing all these things, but then there are certain things that I needed to do that I realized I wasn't making progress with, because my brain is trained in a certain way to have to be in a certain environment. You know, I'm doing some certifications, and I have some exams, and I couldn't understand why I couldn't settle down. And that's because for the past 10 years, every certification I've done, whatever, I've been in this cocoon. And I needed, my brain was screaming for some form of normality. And speaking of certification, we have a second person here.
Hello.
And we have Latifa, and she's in Turks and Caicos, be getting her...
my open water scuba certification. It's
yeah.
It's a 3-day course, and I came down here specifically for that.
Yeah, she took vacation. She took some leave. She's taking care of herself.
Yeah.
So we're really a trio of, we are taking care of ourselves this evening. And in all of that, it's important to admit when you need space. Some of us are so afraid to admit when we need space, when we need time, when we need to breathe, because we have so much responsibility. Like Tammy have her kids, I have people depend on me, or I feel like I can't take the time because I have to work, I have to make money, I have to take this job and that job, you know, because I need to make sure, you know, suppose another job doesn't come along. Mm-hmm. And even yesterday, I think we were talking with Latifa, and she was saying she has all this vacation that she needs to take or she's going to lose it. And I was like, well, girl, get to it. Stop planning another trip after this.
did just that. She
you did that?
Start planning another trip, and I was looking at flights.
Okay, good. Don't lose that. You have to. You have to take care of yourself. Yes. You take care of yourself. And remember, you owe no one anything. You don't owe any person your mental and emotional health, no matter who they are, your kids, your husband, because if your emotional well and mental health isn't intact, you can't be a good parent. You can't be a good employee. I can't cook. I can't be a wellness coach. I can't be a chef. If my energy is off, I struggle to prepare a meal. I don't know about any of you too, but am I speaking the truth?
That's the truth. It is true. I mean, how could you? How could you? You're overwhelmed.
Yeah.
You really can't be your best to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
You have to deal with yourself first.
That's true.
Your mental health is vitally important. If not for yourself, I mean, who else are you doing it for?
Yeah. I came to Turks and Caicos a week ago today. And I know Tammy might have thought I was crazy, but I spent like 3 days just cleaning. My house was clean. But I just was cleaning and pulling out and throwing things out and making space and lightening. And I think that was more of an emotional release for me than anything else. Because I haven't been in this space for like 8-9 months. And I just needed to freshen the place. And I mean, you know, just blow out the house. And I send things to the dump. All of a sudden I'm looking at furniture and I'm like, this is old. This is done with. It needs to go. And I sent like a truckload of things to the dump. Well, that was the destination. It might just be that the person who took it knows someone who might need the things. But emotionally, I didn't need it anymore. So I made space. I made room. Let I go. Cleared it out.
Yeah.
And this is just a reminder as we take a little break. I'm going to play Sineba Says, I Owe You Nothing, because I want you guys to remember that you really don't owe anyone anything. Anything. Is a song that I really like it because it speaks to creating your boundaries with people. To me, you know, it speaks about so many things, but it's a perfect example of setting boundaries with people. Because sometimes as parents, as caregivers, as friends, any relationship, we have people in our lives that feel that you must always be present to them. And they eventually take advantage of your presence. They assume, if you're a mother, your children assume that you're always there. You're a mother. You don't need time for yourself. What do you mean you're not going to make dinner? No, I'm hungry. Go make me dinner, because you're a mom and that's what you do, without thinking that a mother is tired or is not feeling well and just go make yourself a sandwich. Or, you know, or the husband needs to step in, your other half, your older kids, anyone can give mom a break for a change. If you're a friend who's always the person at the end of the phone that someone calls when they're having a bad day, the day you don't feel like picking up, sometimes people don't think maybe something is wrong because they're so caught up in their present need. Their need for you to be there, to hear this problem, to answer the phone, to tell them they're right, to tell them everything is all right. They're not thinking that you could be balled up in bed having a nervous breakdown. All they're thinking is that you're not there to perform for them. You're not there to talk to them. Mm-hmm. So we have to learn to set boundaries, but in a way that's not selfish, mm-hmm. but it's a way that the people who you care about understand the boundaries and know what they mean.
Yeah.
So if mom is not doing what she normally does, maybe mom is not feeling well. And you need to create boundaries that allow people to see where you're not feeling well, where you're weak, mm-hmm. where they can, instead of you taking care of them, they can take care of you. They can step in. See the signs. So that's I think is the important thing for me is, and even me, I'm learning it. I'm learning how to create boundaries with my friends, with my relationships in a way that allows them to see where I'm not being distant. I just need some time, and maybe in the middle of me taking that time, you need to be what I am for you. You yes. need to step in. You need to come and hold my hand. And people talk about setting boundaries all the time, but we never talk about setting boundaries that still allow people in. You know, we need to set boundaries so people know they don't cross it. But you can have boundaries to protect your health, your emotional, your mental health, mm-hmm. while leaving room for somebody to be able to step in. And that's something I've learned for myself. You know, I used to be upset that people always assume that Lorraine is okay. Lorraine doesn't have an issue. Lorraine, she's happy. She's hunky-dory. Everything is fine. Because of what I portray, how I show, my boundary does not allow people to see beyond what I want them to see. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you have to have the boundary, but leave it open for people to be able to reach in and grab a hold of you if you're sinking.
Yes.
In the same way as, and I'm bringing Christianity into it, where when Peter was walking on the water and he was sinking and he asked for help and the Lord reached out and took his hand.
Right.
Sometimes in our relationship, we can use that in a sense of reaching out in a way that your friends, your family, your children, your husband, your teachers, the people around you can reach out and grab your hand if you're sinking. So, you know, still set your boundaries, still do what you need to do, but allow room for people to help.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's all I have to say on the subject. So this season is going to be in Turks and Caicos for the next few months. No set timeline as yet. So we will be recording from Turks and Caicos, and we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. And so, I'm gonna leave with this song from Heather Headley, and it's called "What's Not Being Said," and it's more of a romantic song. But think about the people in your lives and the things you're not saying to them that you should. What's not being said? Not being said in your life, people, and who do you need to say to? Have a great day, people. Have a great night. Until next time, best ask yourself if we're there yet.
See, I can sing and make it pretty.
No, I cannot sing. You wanna bet?
But you can't let nobody change
you. I can only be me.
Sometimes I like it raw. Sometimes I like it down and dirty. And I'm just a little off.
Thank you for joining me on the next episode of Am I There Yet? Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And I'll see you on the next episode.
Sometimes I wanna reach up and let my voice touch the sky.
I love this song.
And I like my beat hard as today, oh, do. And it ain't nobody's business if I do. I said it ain't nobody's business.
Okay.
See, I can sing and make it pretty.
No singing, I promise you. Bye.
Yeah, song, so today.